Okay. Pursuant to the governor's executive orders, the governor has made a disaster declaration in response to COVID-19 in accordance with 5 ILCS 120/7E. The head of the public body has determined that an in-person meeting of all the individual board members under the Open Meetings Act is not practical or prudent. Further, the physical attendance at the regular meeting location of a board member, legal counsel, or chief administrative office is not feasible. Therefore, the meeting will be held virtually and made available for members of the public by the Zoom platform. Public comments can be emailed directly to Deputy Director of Executive Services, Jackie Tuma, at jtuma@newlenoxparks.org. Please note, question provided via email must be received at least 2 hours before the board meeting is scheduled to begin. Okay, I would like to call the New Lenox Community Park District Board of Commissioners regular meeting of February 17th, 2021 to order. And we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Kramer?
Here.
Commissioner Larson?
Here.
Commissioner Fisher? Commissioner Thompson?
Here.
President Schultz?
Here. Okay, Treasurer's Report, Gary.
Okay, year-to-date developer donations totaled $109,033.21. Year-to-date golf course receipts totaled $1,627,544.59. Year-to-date enterprise receipts totaled $6,731.22. Year-to-date program receipts totaled $485,047.73. 99.91% of the tax levy has been collected. That total is $3,271,305.30. All funds combined totaled $2,961,666.84.
Okay, any questions or concerns with the treasurer's report? Okay, hearing none, I need a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Thompson. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Okay. On to payment of bills, Gary.
Okay, invoices to be approved totaled $50,934. Accounts payable, check register totaled $189,871.76. Payroll check register, total payroll for January was $109,949.49. Developer donations totaled $4,818.20. Accounts receivable, total billed was $3,476.55. Total received was $3,026.15. Balance due was $450.40.
Okay. Any questions or concerns with the payment of bills? Okay. Hearing none, I need a motion to approve the payment of bills.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Thompson, second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Special guests, we have none. Communications, in your packet, you have the 21-22 IAPD legislative platform. That's outlined there. You have the thing from New Lenox Chamber of Commerce about their annual celebration. A thank you. We have a thank you from the Illinois Park and Recreation Foundation. And we also have a thank you from the United States Department of Commerce, the Census Bureau. Anything to elaborate on any of those, Greg? Do you have anything to add?
Well, just first, go ahead and recognize that Commissioner Fisher's in the meeting now.
Jackie, for the record, Commissioner Fisher has joined us.
Okay. And no, it just, I mean, it's nice to get the thank yous and, you know, the support. Foundation, naturally, our golf course, our foursomes go for quite a bit, so they did really well with that. And then just that we participate, you know, in various things with the IAPD and even, you know, with the census as far as to support other government agencies to do these studies, which, I mean, become important for funding.
Okay. Anyone else have anything on communications? No? Okay. Approval of minutes. Need a motion to approve the triannual meeting minutes of December 7th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Kramer, second by Commissioner Larson. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Any questions or concerns with the regular meeting minutes of January 20, 2021? Okay, hearing none, I need a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of January 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Thompson, second by Commissioner Kramer. Roll call, Jake.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, committee and staff reports, business services, Bill.
Sure, 3 points to discuss today. First is Will County is changing the method at which they're billing for real estate property taxes. And historically it's been on a semi-annual basis for a year. Now they're going to a quarterly basis. The importance of this is considering what took place during COVID 2020 and delayed payments. There's no experience that the county can rely on as it relates to this four payment system. So they're unsure as to whether certain entities are going to hold back taxes beyond the dates that they've set forth. Kathy and Greg and the staff have been trying to figure out how this impacts the budget, but we don't know either until that happens. Second, the employee handbook is being updated as it relates to COVID vaccines. Employees are highly encouraged to get vaccinated. And if they don't, there are exceptions, documentation that they need to fill out and hand in to their supervisors. That'll be in the back of the packet for later today. And then also the golf course is moving to a new credit card processing system that'll flow through once they're done into the other departments. This is one where that signatures may or may not be needed on a go forward basis. That determination is not made by the park district, but by the credit card providers such as Visa or MasterCard or Amex. It's updated technology and should make the processes more streamlined for the staff and as well for the users as well. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Okay. Also, you guys in business services, you guys received the executive director multi-year agreement just as a draft copy. We'll be voting on that next month. I think, Angelo, is that next month?
Yes. Well, no, April.
April. Okay. April. Okay. So nothing else for, let's see. Do you, anyone have any questions for Jackie and her report? Okay, on to facilities and planning. Staff has done an exceptional job of snow and ice removal at our facilities. God, we know that that's been quite the project. So thank you to the staff for that. Usual cleaning and general maintenance is taking place. LED lighting projects continue. And rentals are starting to get booked. So as we move into the, as we've moved into the next phase here, rentals are starting to come up. So that's good news. And that is all I have in facilities and planning. On to the golf course, Gary.
Okay, January was a lot of snow, and but we had the Penguin Open, and that was pretty very successful. There was close to 80 players in that, and Bob did a little different thing this year. He wanted all the players there to bring some food item for the New Lenox Food Pantry, and we collected about 181 food items to donate to the food pantry. And Bob was thinking we're probably gonna do it every year now, and it's gonna be a repeating thing with the Penguin Open, or have bring items for the food pantry, and maybe every year we'll get a little bigger and bigger now. So that was the first time we did that, and it went pretty well. Also, all our permanent tee timers for Saturday and Sunday have signed up, and they're all back for the 2021 season. And right now there is no major equipment issues, and we'll see how the snow leaves us and how it melts and what's going to happen. We'll wait till the snow goes away and no more frozen ground until they start continuing in the drainage project. And that's about it.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Anyone have any other questions about the golf course or anything? Nope. Okay, on to parks and development. Dale.
Okay, under development, Bristol Park, nothing's changed there, mostly probably due to the weather. Lehigh Creek South, Heather Glen. George and his staff are working on the final documents to be submitted to the IDNR for the final audit. Sky Harbor, we received the contract signed from Integral Construction. They're looking forward to working with us, and we have a proposed May 1st start or early May start. Also, soccer is planning on putting in a 24 by 40 foot shelter out at Spencer campus at no cost to the park district or school district. Gary and I are fine with it. I don't know if any of you other commissioners have any issues with it, but the school board or school district's fine with it. Other than that, it's just going to be a nice asset to have out there for soccer. Then under parks, we have the triannual meeting on March 1st via Zoom at 6:30 p.m. You have the agenda in your board packet. Rebels baseball is talking about putting in flush washrooms again. The Mustang football's planning on having a short season starting March to May 1st, March 1st to May 1st, but I think that's been put off till the second week of March. And then they need we have to talk about having lights for them and snow removal. If that becomes an issue, obviously the way it is now. And then Blue Mountain Landscaping is back doing our grass cutting and mowing. They had a slight increase, still well below the low bidder, second lowest bidder from last year. And they're also doing the parkways for the Village of New Lenox. And other than that, George's crew has been doing routine maintenance on equipment. Due to the weather, the sled hill and Haynes skating rink is very popular. The staff's been doing a great job. We're doing snow removal, ice removal, and preparing the ice at Haynes, making sure it's usable every day. So kudos to the George's staff. Anybody have any questions?
Let me add three things that I touched base with Dale. The soccer pavilion at Spencer, we have a new superintendent at the school, but typically the school board will approve it, and so will our board approve it. So I don't know George is trying to clarify that. So we'll bring that back next month if that's the case. I think we probably should, because it's a fixed asset. Even though they put it in, no expense to us, it becomes our fixed asset. So we'll take care of that next month. The light that Dale's bringing up, that just all kind of developed today. There's a lot of moving parts with that, but the board will need to take action as far as to amend or make an exception to the light policy, because it's a different time of the year, and then the times that they're looking to use it are outside of the scope for Mustang football. So just, I would be thinking about that. And if you have concerns, maybe get a hold of Dale or George or I, because that we will probably have to poll the board. Because if they can play, they're going to start prior to the March 17th meeting. So I think, well, I don't even know if the 17th, but the March board meeting. So we'll have to see what happens. I think it's a big ask, and I'm not sure that it's doable. I mean, it's doable, but I don't know. There's a lot of things that have to fall in place, including moving a lot of snow from the back parking lot at Martino. So we're in communication with the school district and getting their feedback right now. And then there'll be more to come, but that's going to come. I'm just forewarning the board. That's going to come, you know, in the next 30 days, pretty hard and fast as far as to make a decision. And then with my joint legislative committees that I'm on, Sky Harbor, the information is that all the grants from 2020 are sitting at the controller's office. So the executed grants were passed on. So now it's just looking for checks to be cut and funded. And the information from IAPD is that some of those checks have now reached Park District. So the first $200,000. We haven't gotten ours. Lockport hasn't seen theirs. So I'm not, you know, I'm not sure how the order is or when it'll come out, but at least that's encouraging that some of it is starting to come out, because that is in the budget as far as under the real estate transfer tax that they cannot touch unless they make, you know, they change legislation, makes a change. So, which could happen for 2021, but 2020 should be intact. So just a little more information.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Anything else for parks and development? No. Okay, on to recreation and the asset of the month.
All right, so February is service to others, responsible decision-making. Young person serves in the community one or more hours per week. The asset quote, there are many ways to eliminate success. The first to be kind, the second way is to be, wait, first is to be kind, the second way is to be kind, the third way is to be kind. Mr. Rogers had me for a minute there. In the community, create and publicize service opportunities for youth and families. Ask kids how they would like to serve. Teach neighborhoods, organizations, and civic organizations how to involve youth in service efforts, and recognize youth who serve.
Okay, and right into special rec, Greg.
They're starting to ramp up. They've been doing a lot of fundraising. Their probably claim to fame right now is their kits. I think it was 600 kits for Valentine's Day, and they're at 286 now, and their goal is 600 for just went right out of my head. What's the next
St. Patrick's Day, Easter?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. So they're really in demand, and they're doing a great job with it, but that's helping them get over the hump and generate some money. So kudos to them. We've had a lot going on with Special Rec. The whole field as far as SRAs has had a lot of retirements, some of it due to COVID. So there's a lot of director positions open. Keith is in demand. So there was an issue, or not an issue, but we could have lost him in the last couple of weeks with that. we're working through that as far as he declined a different job offer, was committed to LWSRA. So everything that we've done in the past and even now, has a lot of merit in the commitment to continue to improve, both our wages and our benefits that we offer to the staff. So we'll continue to do that with the budget process but we have to be fiscally responsible and live within our means. So at the end of the day, if it's a better offer, better benefits, then, we would have had to wish him good luck. Hate to see him go, but things have worked out and we're going down that road, but there's a lot of movement in that field right now. So they continue to ramp up and Lincoln Way continues to be a strong organization. So they're all excited to get back to doing things. So hopefully we continue to go down this road. They were put in a category. They were offered the vaccine. Some people took it, some didn't, some medical, some personal. There was across the board. So it's the same situation that we'll find ourselves in as far as we go down that road. So any questions financially, they continue to monitor their resources just like we do. And month to month, they update the past month and look where they're at. Things look, they're doing a great job with that. So I'm glad they're using us as a model with that. So any questions?
Anyone have any questions for Greg on that? No. Okay. 2021 Proud American Days update. We have nothing yet there. Maybe we'll have something more next month on that. So on to Brian in your report.
Okay. As everybody knows, we didn't have our annual Soaring to New Heights conference at the end of January like we always did. But staff did attend a total of 34 hours of virtual sessions for the 2021 IPRA Soaring to New Heights conference. So kudos for the staff putting the effort in. Rec is starting to crawl back a little bit with programs. It's moving in the right direction. It's going to be a slow road, but it's at least we're moving in the right direction. And we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed. And hopefully we don't have another attack of COVID or some other strain that sets us back. So better days are ahead. There's in our pack, we got in our announcements, we got a Google review for the Haynes Wayside Park. It's a five-star review. Somebody wrote in saying that sledding with their granddaughters, climbing on the playground equipment and a nature walk through the woods, what a wonderful community asset. And they do have the ice skating up and running there too. So that's a very nice park. Schoolhouse Manor, the sled hill there. I can attest it's being widely used. I've been there a few times with my grandson. It's a big turnout with the kids. So that's a huge hit. Other than that, the rec department is still, still trying to innovate new ways to get the kids involved. So not a lot to report, but we are moving in the right direction. So I'll hit that.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I do have an announcement. We have a flashlight clover hunt, which is for ages 3 to 11, which will be on Friday, March 12th at Firefighters Park. You can grab a flashlight, a bag, and of course, dress for the weather. And everyone will be required to wear a mask. The hunt begins for ages 3 to 5. The hunt starts at 7:15 p.m. And for ages 6 to 11, the hunt starts at 7:30 p.m. And we want to thank our sponsor, Rocky Delamano from Country Financial. Now I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Unfinished business, we have none. And in new business, we have resolution 21-01, authorizing the execution of agreement with WorldPay Integrated Payments. This is credit card processing for the golf course. Any questions or concerns with that? Okay, hearing none, I need a motion to approve resolution 21-01, authorizing the execution of agreement with WorldPay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Thompson, second by Commissioner Kramer. Roll call, Jason.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Okay, resolution 21-02, authorizing the execution of agreement with RecTrack LLC, doing business as Vermont Systems. This is part of our registration software for here at the main office and the rec department. Any questions or concerns with that? Okay, hearing none, I need a resolution, or I need a motion to approve 21-02, authorizing the execution of agreement with RecTrack LLC, doing business as Vermont Systems.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Fisher. Roll call, Jake.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes, motion passes. Okay, also in your packet, you got a lot of information, COVID-19 updates, a IDPH news release, Restore Illinois, Will County Emergency Management Agency had something in there, and our own COVID-19 vaccine information. Well, all just information in your packet. Any questions with any of that stuff?
Well, just let me clarify. I mean, we moved from 25% to 50 fairly rapid, which generated a lot of inquiries and rentals at the center because we were able to open up. So that opened up a lot of stuff for us. As far as we're encouraging but not mandating the vaccine, so some of this stuff comes out of nowhere. Like we got the notice from Will County, which was good for snow removal employees, which we qualified. So we were able to open it up in a hurry to our group that does that kind of service, which instigated the policies and drafts of the policies and what we should be asking and what we can ask. So Bill brought that up, did a good job that we've got stuff out there. It's going to be very fluid. We're going to make changes as we go. Angelo's involved, HR sources involved, because it's touch and go with HIPAA laws, but COVID seems to be overriding HIPAA laws on what we can do and what we can't do to provide a safe work environment. So our goal at the end of the day is to provide a safe work environment. So that's where we're going with it. So as we get more information and clarification, it'll go. And we'll continue to tweak our policy so that when we get to May, when we do our review, we'll have it down to what should be in there, I hope. And we'll continue to communicate that through business services. So just a kind of a cursor as far as, you know, where we're at with it. I just these are drafts, but we did send a letter out to encourage people to get vaccinated because that's definitely to our benefit. But people are all over the place as far as their beliefs. So we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, any other questions on any of that stuff? Okay, executive session minutes released June 2020 through December 2020. No action on that because we have no executive meeting minutes in that time frame. Okay, on to questions, comments from the floor.
We
have none there. Community events announcements. I have none there also. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Okay. Hearing none, then I ask for a motion to adjourn the February 17th, 2021 New Lenox Community Park District Board of Commissioners regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Larson, second by Commissioner Thompson. Roll call, Jackie.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fisher?
Yes.
Commissioner Larson?
Yes.
Commissioner Kramer?
Yes.
President Schultz?
Yes. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.